and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin'. This week it's a mini-sode and I'm joined once again by Phoebe.
Hello.
This one, the theme is very broad, but it is going to be our favourite Tom Cruise trivia. I don't think I've done this before. I've talked a lot of Tom Cruise trivia in the past, but yeah, we're just going to dedicate a little mini-sode to some trivia that we've recently found out ourselves. Would you like to go first?
Yeah. So we've just done this amazing episode on American Made. And of course, like as you're chatting about it, you know, and reading about how the film's made, you kind of, you know, learn all of the weird stuff that he's, you know, like all celebrities have strange, specific kind of characteristics that are in their contract. For example, like The Rock has this weird contract condition where he's never allowed to lose a fight, like in a fist fight. So one of the issues with like between him and Vin Diesel in the Fast and the Furious movies, like they fucking famously hate each other because they both have quite similar like contract conditions and terms where they're like they never want to be the guy that walks away kind of like losing the fight. Anyway, so that kind of weird shit. And like, you know, talking about American Made, like Tom Cruise had this kind of weird, like clean freak obsession in this house. And he like, you know, had to reorganize the fridge and all that kind of stuff. But I found out recently, so I've got a friend who in his job, and I've got to keep this kind of vague, but in his job has to deal with a lot of licensing film content to be dispersed to different audiences. Mm-hmm. And there was a film that starred Tom Cruise and had his likeness in it that was going to be used for like a screening of some kind, or you know, included in a screening of some kind. And this is like quite a major, you know, screening, lots of money behind it, yada yada. But it was delayed until the 11th hour because apparently it doesn't matter if it's just a trailer, it doesn't matter if it's just a snippet of like, you know, a little license that's, you know, kind of like spliced together in with like, you know, a series of other movies or whatever for marketing purposes. Tom Cruise, the man, has to sign off on every single use of his likeness in film on screen.
Wow.
It has to go across his desk and he has to sign it. And it's like one thing that he does every single day is that they like, they just give him a sheet and go, here's the rundown, here's the usage, sign it. Like normally you've got like celebrities that have, yeah, like they're lawyers, they don't give a fuck. They're like, oh yeah, like if you guys think it's okay, then you know, go for it. Like there's a usage. But he has this very frustrating hands-on approach to all of his usage of his image. And so like it slows down the process of all this stuff for like, you know, indie cinemas and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
It's weird because he obviously wants to have his really super cultivated image of himself. Mm. That's why he doesn't allow there to be any action figures from any of his characters or movie game. He's like, no movie character.
Video games.
Video game characters or anything like that. So yeah, he's got a really specific kind of image that he wants portrayed to the world. But we're not talking about someone like The Rock, as you said, who everyone loves.
Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise is so divisive for so many people.
Yeah.
And so it hasn't, like he can do that until, you know, his heart's content. But there are still so many people who just hate him for Scientology or hate him because he smiles too much. Like everyone's got a weird thing that they hate Tom Cruise for. Like it hasn't done that much for him.
No.
I think
like it's terrible optics, you know what I mean? All of the stuff that he does in order to control his image only further degrades his image.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If he loosened like, up just a little bit.
Yeah, if he wasn't such a fucking weirdo like about that stuff, like people. But I mean, that said, he has done a pretty amazing job to like kind of put a bit of a sheen over the image of his career. Like people fucking love it. I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I like a Tom Cruise movie comes out and I'm like, I'm just going to watch that movie. It's just going to happen, you know. Whether I like it or not. Yeah, like even though these kind of like weird little stories come out and like all of the Scientology stuff, like, you know, weird contract disputes, like the, man, did you hear about Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx having to keep their relationship a secret for like 5 years or something? Like they're broken up now, but like it was like part of their contract like afterwards. So crazy.
Yeah.
So wild.
It's wild how it goes in way. Like there was a period there with Katie Holmes stuff where people fucking hated Tom Cruise and now having like a Tom Cruise renaissance. I like to think that I've partly been credit for. But yeah, people were like really into Tom Cruise again. And it's funny how people kind of forget, like, I guess it happens with all celebrities, but some of the people who still hate him or hate an actor because like, they heard something, like, remember the thing with, what's his face, the Buddhist one from Chicago. Oh, fuck.
Oh, Richard Gere.
Remember there was a thing going around about the gerbil stuff. And like people still, you know, people are probably fine with Richard Gere now. People still remember, even though it was all made up, there was some dumb joke someone made and people thought it was fact for a long time. Like there will always be people who, but I remember this and will never let that go. But still, they can still go from like, everyone hates you. And so Matt Damon will one day be like, everyone's like, fuck this guy saying the F word. And then they're like, hey, Matt Damon, what a cool dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
It'll keep changing.
Richard Gere never made a Mission Impossible movie. His real downfall is that he didn't make like 8 really good movies.
Yeah, just fucking blinded us all with awesomeness.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's really fascinating. I know the things that I've heard about that sort of thing as well is my husband collects Mondo records. And so they're movie soundtracks, but they have really cool original artwork for like recreations of the movie poster or scenes in the movies. And they obviously desperately want to do like all the Mission Impossibles and everything, but they're not allowed to. So they usually just have something from the movie, like an actual still. And they can't do anything else because Tom Cruise won't allow it. They've ditched ones because they're like, we couldn't get the artwork we wanted to do. So we just didn't end up releasing it. And like, come on, Tom Cruise, like,
what's the worst that could happen? Do you know what I mean?
Or you can do this, they're like, we have created this artwork that we think is really cool, and just go, cool, yes. Instead of being like, no one can do it. I don't get to see myself rendered in this really cool fucking artwork by this amazing artist. He's got this weird blanket rule.
He rejects fan art. He doesn't want to be perceived.
He probably saw one real shit fan art once. He's like, absolutely fucking not. That's it. I'm just sick of it.
He like jumped on DeviantArt for a hot second and was like
an 8 head instead of a 4 head.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiny eyes. And he's like, nah.
Someone just drew one big tooth in his mouth, like one centered tooth and no other teeth. And he's like, I need to either delete the internet or control the way that I can be seen on the internet for the rest of my life.
And they're like, it's just a hard line status. He's like, I'm sorry, you didn't see that fucking picture. Yeah. Like,
he's like going to his lawyer's office, just like, this teenager drew me and Sonic having a baby together. And I will do anything to take it away. I'll do anything. Take my money. Delete it. Scrub it.
Okay, what is my favorite? Oh, I heard a fact recently. I haven't looked into how true this is. So roundabout way this came about. I've been watching all the Marvel movies from like in chronological order.
Yeah.
Oh, no, release order, not chronological order. Mm. Every time I watch any movie where there's War Machine, who is from the Iron Man movies, is played by Don Cheadle, all I think about is the Funny or Die skit where he's Captain Planet. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah, that's really funny.
And he's just going, tree, 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 tree. Turns everyone to trees. And so every time we see him, Ben and I are just like, tree, 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 tree. Anyway, we're talking about Captain Planet and how everyone watched Captain Planet in the early 90s. And we're all like, everyone watched it, but no one really seemed to like it. And no one from that age group has become big environmentalists. So it didn't really do its job at all. Anyway, we're looking up Captain Planet stuff, and one of the facts that came about it was that until the last minute it was going to be voiced by Tom Cruise. He apparently pulled out quite late in the game, and I was like, that seems ridiculous, but it was started in 1990 and then went for 5 years. I think that was before Tom Cruise really, like, he was quite big, but he, you know, they were like, this would be really good for your thing, and then at the last minute he's like, no, I actually don't see the
amazing
point. But how different would that have been? I don't know.
It's a different world, a really different world. I'm not sure if it's a world I want to live in personally. Tom Cruise is a voice actor. Has that happened?
No.
He hasn't done it.
I can't think of anything.
I know they stole his likeness, quote unquote, for Aladdin.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. That they need to make this boy real handsome, like trace picture of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Make his skin a little bit browner. Like,
yeah. Voila. Such a weird thing. And then,
it's
like,
funny because Aladdin has always been my number one Disney prince who I've had thoughts for. And then I became obsessed with Tom Cruise and, like,
the dominoes, they're falling into place. I see what's happening. Oh, man. Well, yeah. And like, the same kind of thing happened in that movie too. So not only did they steal Tom Cruise's likeness, but they also went against Robin Williams' contract where he didn't want to be used in the advertising for it.
Yeah. Because he had just to be a certain percentage of the poster had to include the genie. And then it's like, which I don't understand. I don't know what his motivations were for that. Mm. But I can see why Disney were like, well, it's the greatest character ever. Yeah. We have no choice. Like, everyone's going to be like, why the fuck is the genie not the main focus of this entire thing?
Totally.
Because it's the best character ever.
Yeah. They're like, sure, biggest movie star in the world right now, Robin Williams. Absolutely. We'll make sure that you're
in 2% of them.
Included in the marketing. Fucking okay. Like, sure, dude.
Like, it's better to act now and apologize later, because that's exactly what they had to do, I guess.
People don't know that he was in Ferngully as well. He was Bat.
Yeah, I don't know. I say the Betty rap a lot. I love
the what?
The Bat rap. His rap. I used to do that a lot.
I still think of Tim
Curry being Tim a sexy Curry. Sludge.
I know. Why was that like a sexual thing for so many women that I know?
I'm like, how funny. Why is this sludge so hot?
Yeah, what the fuck? Go on. Well, I was going to bring up the Aladdin thing, and like, I think that that was the catalyst for him wanting to control his likeness a lot, because they were like, we worked out that we can utilize your charm and likeness without paying you for it. And make a fuckload of money.
And my from dead it. Fucking body.
Yeah. He's like, wait, a dollar being made dining out on my name without me? Yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one.
Reading through this list and all the things that apparently he was considered for, like famously he was considered for Iron Man, which I think he would have been. So talking about, I've been watching all the Iron Man. Because of Iron Man, I fucking hate Robert Downey Jr. now. Yeah. I used to like him in the 90s. Like, there's a couple of movies I loved him in. I thought it was adorable and lovely. And as soon as he became Iron Man, man-ish, I was like, mm-hmm. gross, disgusting, like, yeah. fucking goatee, yuck. And he acts like he's Tony Stark, eat shit.
Like, dude, he fell into like the same vat of oil that Johnny Depp fell into, yeah. where you're like, oh, my most popular character I've ever played, I will now become on yeah. purpose. Like, I'm just going to try and emulate neither that of them character. Are likable.
Johnny Depp looks like he smells like an old pirate fucking cum rag.
Absolutely.
And Robert Downey Jr. playing yeah. Tony Stark, I'm like, you're like fucking Jeff Bezos, but more annoying.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. fuck, guys.
Yeah, you've like, it's like, dude, you've got to understand people like enjoy these characters. Like, you do not have to take that into 3D. Like, you don't have to take that into the real world.
No.
Do you talk to your kids like this?
Oh, they probably do.
Fuck, yeah. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I can imagine Tom Cruise doing that role. I think Robert Downey Jr., like, if I was watching those movies, I actually really enjoy the Iron Man movies, even though Tony Stark as a character and Robert Downey Jr. both pissed me off. So, if it wasn't Robert Downey Jr., I probably would have loved those movies a lot more. But anyway, I think Robert Downey Jr. does a good job of playing the smarmy dickhead.
Yeah.
I don't think Tom Cruise would have been as good, but I still think he would have been great.
I see him play that.
But Tom Cruise would never have signed up for 10 million fucking Marvel movies.
No.
Like, he's not a sequels man. He's done all the Mission Impossibles, but up until he did the second Jack Reacher, he'd never been in a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't do sequels. He's like, I did it right the first time, off I go. Like,
oh, 100%. And also, I don't think that he would ever be cool with, like, starting out as a main character that then becomes a supporting character. Like, he's not part of an ensemble.
And he also, is a leading man. There are so many action figures.
Yeah, like, I know.
Do you know what? I bet he's probably signed it. He's like, wait, what about action figures? Oh, there'll be lots of action figures. Like, no, get this out of here.
100%. Not. Like, Disney, you know, for all of their contracts now would just be like, oh, so like, we own your likeness in perpetuity.
Yep.
So once you die, we'll be able to recreate you using CGI and do like fucking creepy like recreations of you and like paste your, like stretch out your fucking skin over the top of like an actor.
They did a really good job of that in
Star Wars or?
Oh, so, no, in actually one of the, with Iron Man, I think it was one of the Avengers. No, it was, sorry, it was Captain America Civil War, which they show him as a really young, before his parents died.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
And I was like, that's actually, until he was face on and they pause, like he pauses it, you're like, that looked like fucking young Robert Downey Jr. It was wild, but like,
it's so weird.
Yeah, weird.
And in full circle, like, it kind of makes sense how much Tom Cruise would want to control that stuff because of how little actors do actually have control over that now. It's like, yeah, Disney, like anyone that's ever been in one of their movies, like, or one of their properties now, like, they can just make an entirely new series based off of them.
Yeah.
Just through, you know, what do you call it? Like the AI,
fucking deepfakes.
Deepfakes,
which
yeah,
also
yeah.
made famous because of Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Which I think
fuck true.
Must be because Tom Cruise just doesn't, like, that sort of stuff doesn't happen because Tom Cruise won't let it, which is why the appeal of those deepfakes is so high. Yeah. Except for me, I fucking hate them. Like, I love the first one when they did, what's his face? The guy who does Barry.
Barry.
I love him so much and I've forgotten his name. You know, the SNL guy.
Yeah, yeah, incredible.
We love him. Yeah, his little thing when they had the Tom Cruise and the Seth Rogen when he was telling that story. That was so well, and that was so clever. But now it's just like constantly Tom Cruise deep fakes. I'm like, I don't care. And people like keep sending me like, did you see this TikTok? I'm like, fuck off.
Oh my God, you must get that all the time. Okay.
As soon as there's every one little Tom meme. Cruise
oh,
thing.
Oh no.
That, so sorry. But every time there is a new meme involving Tom Cruise where it's not making fun of Tom Cruise, I'm like, yes. Tom Cruise, yes. He's back, baby.
Yeah, you're like, do we have any pro Tom Cruise memes? Perhaps.
They're starting to filter through. I love him.
That's so good. Would you, if you were an actor on contract with Disney, they give you $1 squillion in your life, would you sign it over?
Yes.
To let them just do whatever the fuck they wanted with
I'm
it?
I'm such a, for someone who's quite introverted, I am also a big fat attention seeker. So oh, yeah, I would be like, if I can live forever through the thing, fine.
Like even I said, like posthumously, like Kara supports Taco Bell and it's like 30 years after
my thing would be like anything that's fucking bigoted or real shitty, no. Uh-huh. But as long as you're making me not look like a complete asshole, like you make me a little bit of turn me into the villain. I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm not like a fucking Nazi or you know.
Or like advertising, you know. Oil's good.
Yeah. I love killing whales. Yeah. So nuke the whales.
Here is 2030 and I still believe in fossil fuels. Wait, you're not gonna die before 20. That was a bit too soon. 2080.
Hey, I've got some fucking Brisbane Olympic Games to go to.
Yeah, man. Right? Don't we all? Fuck me. What do you think the mascots are gonna be?
Oh, they're not gonna be fairies like this. The Tokyo Games.
Oh my god.
I don't care.
Speaking of fucking deviant art. Oh my god. Those mascots.
And the poor artist is like, I'm not a fairy artist. Don't commission me fairy art. This is just what the brief I got, and I didn't know what
fairies. I shriveled up and died. Because you can see like the train of thought where they're like, okay, Sydney Olympics 2000, there were like, you know, anthropomorphic animals. Cute, fun.
They'll make these more Japanese style. Yeah. Because in Tokyo,
let's put them in booty shorts. Take that concept. Give them adult bodies and functional human genitalia. You know what this dog needs? Tits.
Like, those eyes seem to be bigger and sultrier. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, any other little factoids?
When did Tom Cruise start doing full ball into I am my own stuntman? Like, has this been just in the last, like, 6 or 7 years?
No. He's always loved that. So, like, for example, in Days of Thunder, he wasn't allowed to do a lot of the car racing, and he was so he got into car racing and not just driving cars fast because of working with Paul Newman, who was a racing car driver in The Color of Money.
Sick.
And so when he did Days of Thunder, he's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to drive. They're like, no, you're a famous actor. You don't get to do that. And he was devastated. So that's why he started becoming a producer and everything. And yeah, from then on, for as much as possible, he's just done his own sort of stunts. I don't know what the first one was that he actually got to. It might have been Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I feel like that was about the tipping point where he started going like hectic, like, oh no, like I am my own, like we don't do public liability insurance anymore, like this is I am my own production company.
I am just thankful that he hasn't died during a stunt yet, because I would have been devastated. I'm like, I love Tom Cruise now, and the next minute he fucking dies.
Yeah,
they've just wrapped Mission Impossible 7 and he didn't die, so I've got him for at least
we've got another installation of the franchise.
I don't care what happens in the movie, it's going to be the best. Like,
is that
the
cruise ship one? I saw a bunch of articles.
This one was, oh no, he hired a cruise ship so they could do.
I see.
So that for COVID stuff. This one's going to be, there's a lot of train stuff. There's a BMX, there's a little motorbike. A little
dirt bike.
Dirt bike, yeah. Dirt bike going over a fucking blowing up, exploding bridge, awesome. Stuff like that. Everyone keeps being like, did you see this? I'm like, I don't know. I want to just watch the movie. But it looks like it's going to be fucking sick. And even if it's only half as good as Mission Impossible Fallout, it's still going to be the greatest time on earth. Nothing's going to exceed my expectations for Mission Impossible 6, but.
The moment you said BMX bikes, I'm like, hell yeah, he's coming back to Sydney.
Oh, no, that's Ethan Hunt. There's a BMX track right there. They're going to just go right near my house. I've talked about that before where. That's one of the few modes of transport he hasn't actually done an escape on in Mission Impossible.
True.
He's never done like a dirt bike. He did a bike in this where he nicks off when he crashes the plane, but not in Mission Impossible. I want to see a fucking push bike chase.
He's running out of vehicles at this point. You know, they're going to have
that's
to start
why they're doing space.
Them.
That's why they're going into space at some point.
Same as like Fast and the Furious. It's like every movie that comes out, they're like, oh, fuck. All right, we've done boats. Shit. What
we
next?
We need a fucking truck that looks like a boat that has fucking jet ski wheels and
I just watched the most recent one and I fucking love those movies. I am a pig. I will eat this like oatmeal out of a trough quite happily. Like, give me the slop. Like, I love it. This movie was the most boring piece of shit.
Really?
I had such a bad time watching it. I went to the movies to watch it. No. I was like, went out, had a choc top, and I was like, I'm so excited to watch a movie. I was like, oh man, Fast and the Furious is just anime now, but like not in a fun way. You know what I mean? It's like shonen anime, but like, I don't know, just kind of boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, that kind of movie by committee, but it's all going wrong.
And I also think that's why I guess the appeal of a lot of Tom Cruise movies is like, I know that he's doing all those stunts and a lot of the other actors are too. When you know that there are a million stunt doubles and there's no actual stakes in this. Yeah. Like, I watched Hobbs and Shaw, which is a great time because I want to smooch so with Jason Statham and The Rock.
Jason.
Like,
baby.
Oh, goodness me. Like, all these hot bald men. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
That was, even I was like, okay, a little bit ridiculous. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch Tom Cruise tumble out of a helicopter all the time. But at least I know that, yeah, he actually tumbled out of that. This is also fake. And
oh, man.
Guess what? And I love trash action movies. It's my favorite genre. But yeah, I'm like,
And do you remember, speaking of Hobbs and Shaw, do you remember when Idris Elba was supposed to be James Bond and instead went on to make 20 of the worst movies ever made? This dude has the worst agent of all time.
So I was watching
Dark Tower.
I fucking love these books. And I was like, hell yeah. And that's the worst. So I was talking about this the other day with Ben because talking about how he was in Suicide Squad. I'm like, oh yeah, he's in Suicide Squad. And I'm like, I hope it doesn't mean this movie sucks because this beautiful, handsome man is just in dud after fucking dud.
What happened? Which office did he stumble? He stumbled into the wrong room at the wrong time. He's just been like, I don't know, something happened. Something bad happened.
He's just like, he's really like positive guy and he's just like, they're like, now this movie came through. He's like, I'll do it. Like, I don't hurt anyone's feelings. So I just do every crappy film. They're like, oh, but if you do this, you can't do this. It's like, oh, but I said yes to that one. I better do that one. And meanwhile, James Bond just gets put in the bin.
Fuck me. Poor cunt.
Like, he's like, and he's in so many bit roles. Like, was he in Prometheus?
Yeah, he was.
Like, in this
probably the last
bit.
Good movie he was in.
Have you seen The Suicide Squad?
I haven't. No, I really want to. Oh, I'm so excited.
Like, he's redeemed. I'm like, I love him so much, but he's just garbage.
Do you know what I reckon it is, though? In the same way that, like, Colin Farrell has had, like, a bit of a, like, a renaissance.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, huge fucking Colin Farrell stan here. But, like, I think once producers stop trying to make British actors put on American accents, they start, like, they're like, oh, wait, you can act. You're not just doing some kind of, like, roundabout American accent. You're not trying to, like, conceal your British accent. And you're like, oh, behind all of that fake American accent, you're actually pretty good at acting.
Yeah.
Dom Hall Gleason, great example. Idris Elba, you know, fucking Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, father of Dom Hall Gleason. Who else? Oh, in the most recent Black Widow movie, which I actually really liked, the main guy in it, Ray Winston was the main bad guy.
I've immediately forgotten that movie. I only just saw it like a week and a half ago.
That checks out. That absolutely
like,
checks out.
It's because I've watched 15 other Marvel movies. So I watch them and we're like, oh yeah, because characters keep fucking appearing in Marvel movies. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? So I've had to go back and watch them all.
Oh, dude. You want to talk about movie by committee? Black Widow. I had a great time. But never before have I seen a movie that was so obviously written, produced, and directed by a bunch of Reddit comments. like Reddit comment section. But the reason why it didn't do well is because it came out a year late.
Yeah.
Like, they had this whole story arc that was like this kind of, you know, like, hell yeah, like fists in the air, we're doing an anti-Trump movie. And then like, it was supposed to come out a year ago when that stuff was like super hyper relevant.
Yeah.
And then a year later it comes out and it's like, oh fuck, like this whole movie that we'd written around kind of like the political tension of the time doesn't kind of strike a chord in the same way that it would have then. So it feels so incredibly manufactured, like down to the casting choices. They're like, Stranger Things was really popular in 2019, right? Let's get that guy. Oh, I hear that movie, what do you call it? The horror movie with Florence Pugh in it.
Midsommar.
Midsommar. Yeah. Oh, the kids are talking about Midsommar. Let's chuck her in and see what's going on, you know? That'll get a few likes from the indie crowd. And then people are talking about The Mummy lately. Rachel Weisz, she's got nothing on. She'll be cheap.
Ben was like, that felt very wannabe Fallout, didn't it? Like the way they're dropping out and like they're skydiving. I'm like, yeah, all I could think of the whole time was like, I can't wait to watch Fallout again. Movie fucking rules.
You're just like, every moment is like a countdown clock until the next time you get to watch a Tom Cruise movie.
Specifically Mission Impossible Fallout. Like skydiving, eh? I'm riding a motorbike. Paris, hey?
There's a great tweet that's like, guy who's only ever seen the movie Boss Baby. Man, this movie has real Boss Baby vibes. That's you and Ben, but like comparing it to all the Mission Impossible movies. Yeah. You see like a plane on screen, you're like, I don't know. It seems like they're trying to cut Mission Impossible's grass a little bit here. Seems a little disingenuous. Do you reckon Tom Cruise has seen this? And hey, that's not a burn. I back it. I back it completely.
Yeah, Tom Cruise would love it. Don't forget him that time he went and saw Tenet at the cinemas. Did you see that video?
No.
They were like, when they thought things were getting back to normal and cinemas were opening last year. So there was a little video they made of Tom Cruise, who's living in England, London at the time, going to see Tenet. And it makes me laugh so much because, like, they sit in the cinema, it's him and Christopher McQuarrie, and the movie club, everyone claps a clap, and he gets up and goes, we did it, guys, we're back. That was great.
We saved movies.
And he's so chuffed to be there and go to a movie wearing his little mask. It's like,
fuck, dude, I watched Tenet, like, and I hadn't seen a movie in a year because this was obviously, like, peak lockdown. I was so angry. Like, I left that movie and I was like, fuck you, Christopher Nolan. That movie sucked. I hated it so much and I wanted to like it so much. And I really like Robert Pattinson. Like, I really, really like it. I walked away. I was like, that was stupid, stupid movie. And I love the image of, like, I'm so sorry if it if it resonated with you. I was like, I really, really dislike that movie. Like, after that movie ending, Tom Cruise just being like, we made it. We did it, Joe. Fucking movies are back, baby. And they're dumber than ever. We've set the bar low. We're going lower. We've got, like, you know, 10 of the biggest movie stars in the world and we couldn't cobble together, like, even a bare-like semblance of a cohesive film.
Yeah, all I remember that movie is watching, I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but I think it's because I can't hear a fucking thing that's happening in one
Nate.
Fucking moment of this movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm very easily pleased. I was like, that was fun. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so like, fair.
All I cared about was like the slow motion, like car inception. Stuff. And I'm like, sweet, things are falling backwards. I like it.
Fuck yeah. Perfectly valid opinion. Yeah. And please don't think for a moment that I would disparage it. I just like left going, Christopher Nolan really thought he was doing something with this movie.
I don't think a lot about Christopher Nolan. Like, I think the Christopher Nolan Batman movies are all trash and yeah. I never want to think about them ever again.
Rightfully so.
Inception stole all my ideas for movies. I was like, I can't wait to make a movie where people are running and they're running on the ground, but then it's on the walls and on the ceiling. And then he's like, I watched Inception. I'm like, fuck. Oh, there goes my movie career. And oh, yeah, Christopher Nolan, I'm not that fast. So
yeah. They stole it from Sean McCaleb first, you know. Sean McCaleb actually wrote Inception like 25 years ago.
Just like a bit of an idiot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dave McGunn.
They also stole my movie idea of putting Tom Hardy in a movie and letting me look at him. And also letting him speak with a British accent. Yeah. As
no,
well.
Not letting him, like forcing him not to have a punsy accent.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is all Tom Hardy being like, so what's my brief? So if I'm just to make this voice, they're like, you don't really need an accent. You can just have your... No, he's like, no, I'm having an accent. Like, give me an idea. Oh, and then he's like... Oh.
The most himbo shit on the planet. He's like, in his mind, this is what an actor does. He's like, listen, I'm not just
I
hot.
Need to be incomprehensible with my...
What about if I do it with this voice? Is this a good voice for the character?
Yeah.
Is this what a guy from New Jersey sounds like? Journalists sound like this. Like, this is a man who has never left the house. He lives in, like, the hot guy bubble from 30 Rock, you know? He's actually, like, a really shit actor, but no one's noticed.
Just tolerate.
Fuck, I'm fooled.
Oh, amazing. All right. Well, that's enough of Tom Cruise facts and making fun of every other actor in Hollywood. their poor life choices.
A bunch of really good Tom Cruise facts. I like that we stayed on topic the whole time. Thank you, Cara.
Yeah, that's my podcast, On Topic Always. Well, thank you so much for joining me again, Phoebe. It was lovely having you. Where do we find you online again?
Thank you, Cara. You can find me at phoebe.paradise on Instagram or www.phoebeparadise.com to buy some of my stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. TomCruiseReviews.com for all my social media and whatnot. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any amazing Tom Cruise facts you want to share, please do that through my social media or email me at TomCruiseReviews@gmail.com because I'd love to hear them. Otherwise, have a lovely day and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.